Is reality a fog that simply exists to obstruct our vision? And if so, do we really have to pay our bills?
These and other questions weighed lightly on our minds as my pal Tony Rico and I headed southwest out of Kansas City on US 56, the old Santa Fe Trail, on what is commonly known as a road trip. A trip that had but one purpose: hit it for 7 days, testing the boundaries of conventional behavior, wandering aimlessly through the wastelands of our minds, searching for the wisdom that lurks deep within each of us, all while enduring the process of spiritual rejuvenation with the help of time, distance, and, shall we say, live ammo. Now, Tony is one of those guys who is a product of a deeply suburban upbringing, but a guy who, despite his environment, somehow managed to keep his eyes open wide enough to still notice the world around him and get it before it got him. He'd been a quite successful corporate dude who one day saw the handwriting on his wall and got gone while there was still a severance package attached. Started his own business, figuring if he is going to work for a fool, that fool might just as well be his own bad self. But like most small businessmen, Tony'd been burning it hard at both ends and was, in a word, bent. He'd been traveling his road at a high rate of speed, and now that he'd found himself deeply in need of adjustment, he was ready to hit the ground, running. And by the way, so was I. So by virtue of the vagaries of the cold-hearted coin flip, we climbed into his 91,238-mile BMW 528 at 5:30 on a Sunday evening in late August and pointed our nose straight into the glaring rays of a slowly setting sun. The southern half of Kansas lay before us. The daytimer lay behind. Now, like I said, or then again, maybe I didn't, we had no rules and only a couple of what we chose to call guidelines on this excursion. The difference being that rules are made by guys who want to define the limits of someone else's existence, who don't want to trust your judgment. Rules are rigid. That's why they call those guys stiffs. Guidelines, on the other hand, are soft and pliant and can be massaged into any configuration one desires as the circumstances demand. Guideline number one was, if possible, which means anything short of grossly inconvenient, stay off the interstate highway system. Now, it was clear to me that not knowing or caring exactly where we were going, getting there in a hurry seemed somehow counterproductive. Now, this concept ran counter to Tony Rico's internal mainframe programming. He was a destination kind of guy. Get a job, do it. Figure a goal, get it. Want to go someplace? Go. So this whole concept of we'll know where we're going when we get there made him a little itchy. But like I said, he's an open-minded kind of guy, so he was willing to chill slightly and give my get-into-the-process approach a try. Guideline number two was equally simple. No air conditioning unless absolutely necessary. Because the fact of the matter is, when it's just you, your pal, and the highway at a high rate of speed, you need the windows down and the sunroof open to create the atmosphere required for revealing the aforementioned wisdom we in fact had gone in search of. I mean, if you live in an artificial environment, the truth may have a hard time penetrating your existence. Our first cattle feedlot brought this concept home with alarming clarity. Like a man once said, I like farms. Best thing I like about them is driving by one. We'd been on the road about 2 hours, slowing the pace and sharing observations on the human race, when we crested a hill somewhere between Strong City and McPherson. Pull over, I said. Let's catch the sunset. Tony seemed suspicious about the usefulness of my suggestion, but seeing as how he'd made a commitment to get into the process, he obliged my whimsy and pulled off at the top of the hill. We got out, stretched our legs, and had settled back on the hood to take in one of the all-time great Kansas sunsets, when I asked my little buddy a question that would have great effect on his approach to the rest of the day, if not the future. You know how to relax, Rico? I said, kind of eyeing him like I knew he didn't. You know, relaxing is a learnable skill. You think? He said, indicating that this was a foreign concept to him, but one he was willing to embrace at this point if just presented with at least a modicum of plausible reasoning. If I didn't know it, I wouldn't tell it, I said, having already earned what you might call a PhD in relaxation through about a 15-year independent study program. But relaxation is something you got to work at, I said. Now, I know that seems odd, but the fact is, that's what makes it learnable. And the first thing you got to learn is, when you need to relax, don't hesitate to ask someone to do something for you. No matter where you are or what you're doing, my experience is, they'll do it. Of course, the flip side is, you got to be willing to help them relax somewhere on down the road. So, Rico, old buddy, I said as I slapped his knee and gave him a big smile, how about relaxing your way on back there and grabbing me a beer? Well, my little buddy slid me a glance that I just knew held the look of revelation in his eyes. Jam, he said, either that's one of the great undiscovered pieces of wisdom of Western civilization, or the fog of your reality is really closing in. Ah, but this was only day one of 6 days out, one day back. And there was, no doubt, more to be revealed about life, liberty, and the pursuit of wisdom in the desert that lay before us. But for now, what lay before us was Great Bend, Kansas on a Sunday night in late August. And what we needed was a burger and a bed. Day one was behind us. Day two lay ahead. So for now, we'll just say good night, and we'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Join us next time for day two of 6 days out, one day back. A road trip.